Yes, and according to my source, that was the last time the princess left her tower, I announced flatly. When she was a 13-year-old child. She's allegedly so pale she glows in the dark and smokes in the sunlight, like a vampire. Geoffrey grunts. If she never leaves the castle, how does your source know what she looks like? Excellent point, Nick says, before adding in a judgy voice. And hiring spies to gather information on your fiancé is creepy. You get that, right? I have ways of knowing things, and so does he, I say. And if Elizabeth were on social media like a normal human, I wouldn't have to spy on her. But she isn't. She's a complete technophobe. She doesn't even have a Me Book page. Nick's jaw drops, and even Geoffrey's unflappable brows lift a centimeter or two. How is that possible? Nick finally sputters. Everyone has a Me Book page. Elizabeth doesn't, I say, glad to see my brothers coming around. This woman isn't a normal, nearly 25-year-old woman, and she's absolutely a horrible fit for a man who has never met a stranger or a social media platform he can't dominate with charm, wit, and a few strategically released pics of his backside. I'm not above a butt shot for charity. When the veterans need funds to update the rec room in their retirement home, my brothers and I put our booties to work hawking designer jeans. It's the least we can do for the men and women who so proudly served our country. How does she function? Nick murmurs, still shell-shocked. I use MeBook to sign into everything. Absolutely everything. I think it's interesting, Geoffrey says, as stubborn and contrary as ever. Shows she's got her own mind. It shows she's terrified of other human beings, I say. Which brings me to points 2 and 3. Princess Elizabeth is both a technophobe and has a documented fear of large crowds, small crowds, and any gathering of 2 or more people she isn't related to by blood. So she's shy, Nick spits another pit. There's nothing wrong with that. There is when your duties to your people include attending court functions and being the public face of the monarchy, I say. And need I remind you about the stutter? Nick pulls a face. That stutter was bad. I always felt so bad for her, but maybe she's grown out of it. She hasn't, I say bluntly. There's a reason we stopped talking on the phone a few months ago. I just couldn't take it anymore. Then she'll let you do the talking, Geoffrey mutters. We all know how much you love to talk. Nick chuckles, but I silence him with a glare before turning my piercing gaze Geoffrey's way. Exactly, Geoffrey. I do enjoy intelligent conversation, but sadly, Elizabeth is incapable of providing the kind of intellectual stimulation I find necessary to establishing an intimate connection. And I feel for her. I truly do, but the last time we spoke on the phone, it was physically painful for both of us. Even if I were ready to settle down, how am I supposed to build a friendship, let alone a marriage, on a foundation like that? Geoffrey drops his chin to his chest, staring at me over the top of his dark sunglasses. So, what? You're calling it off? Nick squawks in alarm and almost chokes on a cherry. But you can't cancel the wedding. You promised Grandfather you'd go through with it. His eyes go wide as he adds in a whisper. On his deathbed. I know what I promised and where I promised it, and I don't intend to go back on my word. I swing my bare feet onto the warm concrete, propping my elbows on my knees as I glance between my brothers. But there's a chance Princess Elizabeth can be convinced to change her mind, if properly persuaded. Mother will murder you, Geoffrey says. 1,000 cuts with her smallest scalpel, Nick agrees, so it will hurt more.